Good evening. The question was asked. We learned the Mishnah in the beginning of Tractate Peah. The Mishnah says, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Talmud Torah corresponds to all the mitzvot. And yet, we find halacha says that you're supposed to stop learning Torah in order to perform even one mitzvah. Well, if you're learning Torah, it carries the weight of all the mitzvot, then why would you ever stop learning in order to perform a mitzvah? That was the question. And that question has numerous answers. One answer is, good evening, Eitan. Thank you for bringing everyone the milk. So we're dealing with the question of why do we stop learning in order to perform a mitzvah if learning Torah corresponds to all the mitzvot? You're cordially invited to sit there. So one answer is, because if your learning Torah is to have value, it is only if it is learning which is realistic. If a person learns Torah, yet they do not perform the Torah, then their learning loses its value as well. The learning has value when it is lomed al menat la'asot. If one were to learn a theoretical Torah and only learn it as conceptual, oh, there is such a Torah, there is such a way of life, then their Torah does not have such value, and that is the interpretation, according to some Rishonim, of the Gemara's conclusion. The Gemara asks, is learning more important, or is doing mitzvot more important? And the Gemara answers, learning Torah is more important. Shalimud mevil idei maaseh. Learning is greater, because learning brings you to doing the mitzvot. So the question is asked, wait a second, if the whole value of learning is because it brings you to doing, that certainly sounds like doing is greater, because the doing is what gives the greatness to the learning. You're saying learning is greater because learning brings you to doing. Well, if the greatness of learning is because it causes you to do, then that sounds like doing is greater. So the answer, one of the answers that's given is that what the Talmud meant is learning Torah is greater when it is learning that brings you to doing. In other words, if I learn Torah in a manner that is connected to reality, connected to life, such that when the opportunity arises that I should stop my learning in order to do a mitzvah, I do stop my learning and do a mitzvah, that then makes my learning so worthwhile. So that's one answer. That's a different question. You first have to show me where it says that. Then I'll deal with that question. A second answer that's offered is that when you learn Torah, you are never osek b'mitzvah. Meaning the idea that I don't stop one mitzvah in order to do a second mitzvah. So we know if I'm busy doing a mitzvah, if a person is taking care of the sick, so then the halacha says he doesn't have to leave the sick person in order to go sit in the sukkah. We know we have 7 days where a Jew is supposed to sit in the sukkah when he eats his meals, when he goes to sleep. Well, what happens if he works in a hospital? He's a doctor. What happens if he's taking care of a relative? So then at that time he's doing a mitzvah. He's dealing with a different mitzvah. Does he have to stop doing that mitzvah in order to go sit in a sukkah? So the Mishnah says no. That those who deal with the sick don't have to stop what they're doing. You don't have to stop one mitzvah to do a different mitzvah. But when it comes to learning Torah, we say stop your learning and go do mitzvot. Meaning, if a mitzvah comes your way, you have to stop your learning to do it. Why? Why is this different than every other mitzvah? So an interpretation that's given is that in learning Torah, you're never considered as though you're busy doing a mitzvah, because every word of Torah that you learn is a new mitzvah. So you're always finishing one and starting the next. So the halacha says, before you start the next, go do the mitzvah that came your way. Because you could always say, I'm going to learn Torah in a minute. And being that learning Torah, every word is its own mitzvah, you're never considered busy doing a mitzvah. You're always finishing one and going on to the next.
So, one thing that we talked about before with Zimut Torah Gadol Shelevi Al-Minat La'aseh, So, I mean, that's a big problem in terms of Talmud Torah, being that most things that you're learning Nazir, you're learning Sota for more or less, and then you're learning many sugiyot that Chagiga, that, you know, you don't, there's no Chagiga, there's no Nazir, essentially.